The Electoral Commission will today officially declare the result of the Senate race in Western Australia, but it could be short-lived. The Greens' Scott Ludlam has narrowly edged out the Palmer United Party for the sixth and final WA Senate seat. But after nearly 1,400 ballot papers were lost, a High Court legal challenge is expected to result in a fresh election early next year. We'll be hearing from the Electoral Commissioner very shortly. A man has been shot in Sydney's northwest as a spate of gun crime continues across the city. Police were called to a street in Winston Hills just after 11 o'clock last night when residents reported hearing gunshots. They found a 27-year-old man with wounds to his thigh and arm. 4 hours later, shots were fired at a house at Rouse Hill, but it's not clear if those incidents are related. The New South Wales government has rejected an application from Eddie Obeid for legal aid. The former minister is the subject of a corruption inquiry. It's understood Mr. Obeid's lawyers were told the request was being denied unless he could provide further details of his financial situation. Fire crews have gained the upper hand on two major bushfires in New South Wales. Fires in the lower Portland area on the Hawkesbury River and near Alpine in the Southern Highlands have been downgraded from watch and act to advice. And in Thailand, at least six people have died after an overcrowded ferry sank off the resort at Pattaya. Three foreign tourists, two Russians and a Chinese are among the dead. It's feared more passengers could still be trapped.